Okay. Yeah, well, I read my Bible regularly, but I don't know if I even, like, you know, I got a Bible, and then I come to find out when I was comparing them to my New King, or to my King James Version, it was...
Yeah, there's a lot of corrupt translations out there.
A lot of bad translations.
Yes, I know. So, I just caught that maybe a few months ago, and I was so disappointed.
But that's a good thing. At least you had eyes to see that. Yeah, keep going deeper, and this will give you some things to start looking into.
Yeah.
The Bible says you don't want to be loving and practicing lies, right? What you just found was a lie. Those bad translations.
Yep. We have a large website, don'tperish.com, where we teach people for free, and we'll point out a lot of those things that you maybe don't know that we've had to learn.
Yeah.
And you'll find out. You'll find out that it's really, really important. It's really important to keep after, follow after the kingdom of God with all that you are.
Amen.
And we're here to help people. We don't take people's money. We just want you to open the scriptures. But what you do have to do is you have to come out of the church systems, because they're all corrupt and false.
Right.
And you also have to come out of this culture.
Right. I mean, I'm pretty particular about my churches, because I've had to move around. So when I go one, I can usually feel it and usually discern it and usually walk out.
I would encourage you to test into the Word of God, because any of the denominations out there, even the ones that call themselves non-denominations, are still a denomination.
Right.
They've got lies in them.
Yeah.
So take
Here's
a
good test, ready? Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. If if anybody keeps those... Those aren't the truth of God. Those are pagan holidays made up by the Roman Catholics. I have articles on that in my teaching blog.
So I can go to your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Email us. We'd love to encourage you.
What we'll do is we're going to show you the scriptures. A lot of people don't know all the scriptures out there that help support and explain a lot of this stuff here. Okay. All we do is point you to the scriptures, and you test us to the scriptures. We don't want anybody to just go, oh, they said it and believe it.
Right.
We don't want anybody to believe anything
anybody says.
Yeah. It has to be from the living Word of God.
That's absolutely.
Yeah. So test us to that. We'd love to hear from you. There's a lot of teaching articles. I think a lot of that, it'll wake you up, open your eyes, and you'll be able to compare it to what you're in that man-made religion.
Yeah.
Take a break from that, too, and you'll see more clear.
Yeah, take a break and tell God, just show me the truth in the scriptures, and what you're going to learn is our Savior said few are going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That word few, I've been telling everybody, that word few in English, do you know what it really means in English? Mm-hmm. Puny. A puny number of people. Look around, ma'am. Most all of these people you see are going to hell.
I know.
We don't want you to be one of them.
Yeah,
you've got a heart for God, so go to the scriptures, obey, strive, and we're here to help you.
Amen.
Right. We love you in the Lord. Thanks for stopping.
Uh-huh.
God be praised.